Hey there, phone fiends. Novalane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're taking back our lives, one notification at a time. Ever feel like your phone has a secret, sinister power over you? Like it knows exactly when you're stressed, anxious, or just plain bored, and then whips out that siren song of endless scrolling to lure you in? We all know that feeling, right? That little tingle when you reach for your phone, even though you haven't really planned to. Today, we're diving headfirst into a monster that lurks in the shadows of high-pressure situations. Those intense cravings were our digital companions. You know what I'm talking about. That job deadline looming. Big presentation coming up. Feeling the heat from a tough conversation? Suddenly, your phone becomes your best friend or maybe even your escape hatch. But here is the thing, friends. That dopamine hit from scrolling through social media or endlessly refreshing emails is just a temporary band-aid on a deeper wound. It might feel good in the moment, but it ultimately leaves you feeling more drained and disconnected. So, how do we break free from this vicious cycle? How do we manage those phone cravings when the pressure is on? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful strategies to help you conquer your digital demons and reclaim your focus. First things first. Awareness is key. We need to become detectives of our own habits. Pay attention to those triggers where specific situations make you reach for your phone. Is it boredom, anxiety, loneliness, or even just the sense of obligation? Once you know your enemy, you can start to develop strategies to combat it. Second, preempt those cravings. Before you step into a high-pressure situation, create a phone detox zone. Designate a space where your phone stays put out of sight, out of mind. This could be your desk at work, a corner in your bedroom, or even just a designated drawer. Third, find alternative outlets for your energy and focus. When those cravings hit, instead of reaching for your phone, try something physical. Take a brisk walk, do some stretches, or even just dance it out. Physical activity helps to release endorphins, which can boost your mood and reduce stress. Fourth, engage in mindful activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. This could be anything from reading a good book, listening to calming music, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby you're passionate about. The key is to find activities that help you feel grounded and present in a moment. And finally, remember, it's okay to take breaks. Your phone doesn't rule your life, you do. Schedule regular phone-free periods throughout your day to recharge and reconnect with yourself and the world around you. This could be as simple as turning off notifications during meals or dedicating a few hours each evening to unplug and unwind. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed and automatically reached for your phone. What was happening in that moment? Did you feel anxious, bored, or maybe even lonely? I bet you didn't stop to consider the fact that scrolling through social media wouldn't actually solve those feelings. Instead of giving in to that craving, imagine taking a few deep breaths and stepping away from your phone for just 5 minutes. Go for a short walk outside, listen to a song that makes you feel good, or simply sit in silence and focus on your breath. I bet that feeling of calm and clarity will make you want to keep putting your phone down more often. Remember, friends, taking control of our relationship with technology is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when those cravings are strong, but by implementing these strategies and being kind to ourselves along the way, we can build a healthier and more balanced relationship with our phones, one that empowers us to live richer, more fulfilling lives. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on silent, and reclaim your focus. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Join the conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.